What's up, my Bring Gleze family? Okay, guys, I have a special video for you today. Something new, because I recently watched a Casey Neistat video and I was listening to his English. And as I was listening, I was thinking sharing his English could be useful on my Bring Gleze channel. So I put this video together, and what I'm going to do is play specific things he says and then analyze his English and see if you can understand his English. So I can't edit this video, so bear with me. We just have to continue because my editing software does not accept this type of file. So let's go through this together and let's see how it goes. This is a try for me, so let's start. Here is the first sentence at 12 seconds. He says,
kind of a late one last night. It's early, but I gotta tell you this story.
Let's listen to that one more time. He says, kind of a late one last night.
Kind of a late one last night. It's early, but I gotta tell you this story.
So what does this mean? Kind of a late one last night. It means he was awake until a late time. It's early now. It's very early in the day, but I gotta tell you this story. So I have to. Gotta is slang. It means devo. I have to. Let's continue to the next thing. The next thing he says at 31 seconds. What does he say?
See this? This isn't supposed to look like that.
See this? This isn't supposed to look like that. This you almost can't hear it. So what does this mean? Isn't supposed to look like that. Isn't supposed to is kind of like, I'd say, in theory, it shouldn't, or non dovrebbe. And then look is like sembrare fisicamente. If you see something, it shouldn't appear or look like that, meaning così. Okay? So let's listen one more time.
See this? This isn't supposed to look like that. This is a normal collarbone.
Okay, nice. Now, next, at minute 202, he says,
I couldn't drive and it was far away. I had to fly there. And I should have known when things started to go wrong at the airport that maybe this trip was not meant to be.
Maybe this trip was not meant to be. So I should have known. Avrei dovuto sapere. When things started to go wrong. When the things hanno iniziato ad andare al male. When things started to go wrong. Iniziare a sbagliarsi. At the airport. That maybe this trip was not meant to be. This trip non era destinato bene. This trip did not have a good ending. This trip should not have happened. Non sarebbe dovuto succedere. Let's listen one more time.
Should have known when things started to go wrong at the airport that maybe this trip was not meant to be.
Okay, nice. Let's continue on to 226.
There's only like a couple of these flights. Now, naturally, I missed the flight.
Okay, the reason I added this is because I missed in Italian is I lost, ho perso. But in English, we say miss a flight or miss the bus or miss the train, not lose. Let's continue to minute 243. Here we go.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I asked this guy, are there any other flights? Is there anything I could do? And he's like, no. That was like a plane that was chartered by the event. And it was one plane and that's it.
Okay, so he says, and I asked this guy. Gli ho chiesto, are there any other flights? Ci sono altri voli? Is there anything I could do? C'è qualcosa che potrei fare? Qualsiasi cosa che potrei fare? And he was like, this is a common way to say, and he said, e ha detto. So he was like, I was like, blah, blah, blah. E io ero tipo, ciao, come stai? And I was like, hi, how are you? We use this all the time. So let's do that. The other thing I wanted to say about this is that's it, which means basta così. This is the most common way to say basta così. It was one plane and that's it. Era un solo aereo e basta. That's it. Okay? Let's continue to minute 315. Here we go.
Are you asking to go on our plane? Then I saw some people in funny outfits and I knew they were going where I was going.
Nice. So then I saw some people in funny outfits and I knew they were going where I was going. So I just wanted to point out the verb tense here. This past progressive. They were going where I was going. Loro stavano andando dove stavo andando. Okay? Then I saw some people in funny outfits. Ho visto delle persone in outfit divertenti, strani. Let's continue to minute 355. Here we go.
Had an amazing time in the plane. They had like their own private jet. Then I got there at like 10 o'clock at night, like 8 hours later than I was supposed to get there. And keep in mind, I was only supposed to be there for one day.
Okay, so there's some useful stuff in this sentence. I got there. Remember when you say get, it's like arrivare in this case. So I got there at like 10 o'clock, circa alle 10 at night. Circa, again, like 8 hours later than I was supposed to get there. So look at this English. Circa 8 ore dopo che ci sarei dovuto arrivare. Again, supposed to is like the theory of a plan. So he was supposed to arrive to get there 8 hours earlier, but he arrived, he got there 8 hours later. Next is keep in mind. This is a nice modo di dire, which means like, tieni nella mente. I was only supposed to be there for one day. Quindi, in teoria, ci dovevo stare solo un giorno. I was supposed to be there for one day. Let's go to the next sentence, 441.
And it was
So
amazing. It
then.
was like a very joyous celebration. So then Jesse and I and Jesse's girlfriend, and like a whole clique of friends, we got on our electric bikes and we went out exploring.
Okay, nice. So I wanted to point out here that in English we say Jesse and I. We don't say I and Jesse. We don't say Jesse and me. In Italian, you could say io e Jesse. In English, it's always put other people first and then I. So Jesse and I and Jesse's girlfriend and like a whole clique. This is like a group of people, a clique of friends. We got on our bikes. Get on, salire. Get off, scendere. So get on in the past. Got on. And we went out exploring. So siamo usciti. We went out a esplorare. Quindi ing form. So you can just use the ing form. We went out exploring. You can say we went out searching. We went out playing. We went out exploring in this case. Let's go to the next 458. Here we go.
It was fun, a lot of fun. And as that amazing night was winding down, all my friends and I decided to ride our bike out to the middle of nowhere to watch the sunrise. But my
Okay, so as that, this means mentre, so while. So as that amazing night was winding down, this is a way to say like, something is ending. Wind down is a phrasal verb that just means ending. It's kind of like a poetic way to say ending. So as the amazing night was winding down, all my friends and I, again, you put I after the other subject. So tutti gli amici e io, not io e gli amici, other way in English, decided to ride our bikes out to the middle of nowhere. So this is another modo di dire. This means like da nessuna parte, non c'è niente intorno. There's nothing. To watch the sunrise, to watch, in this case, the to means per guardare, like per, to watch, per guardare. L'abbiamo fatto per guardare. So we did this, we decided to ride our bikes to watch the sunrise. Okay, two more sentences and then we will stop. Let's go to 6:30. Okay, here we go.
Immediately that it was broken. I just didn't know how bad it was broken. I knew I was hurt, but I didn't want to have to like wreck my friend's remaining time there by being like, help me, I broke myself. So
I knew I was hurt. Lo sapevo che mi sono fatto male. But I didn't wanna have to. Non volevo dover tipo like wreck my friend's remaining time there. Like rovinare il tempo rimanente del mio amico lì a quel posto. Quindi non volevo dover tipo rovinare il tempo rimanente del mio amico lì in quel posto. By being like, sempre dicendo o facendo, dicendo, help me, I broke myself, aiutami, mi sono rotto, I broke myself, mi sono fatto male, I hurt myself, okay? Ci siamo? Let's continue, last sentence. 7-Eleven, which rhymes. Here we go.
And I went to the nearest, like, emergency tent, and someone helped me. So that's the story. I've been to the hospital here in Los Angeles like 3 times since to get it looked at and checked out. I'm expected to make a full...
Okay, so that's the story. Quindi ecco la storia. That's the story. I've been to the hospital. Quindi sono stato nell'ospedale. Look at this beautiful verb tense, present perfect. Because he's talking about how many times? 3 times. When you talk about how many times you've done something, we use the present perfect. I've been to the hospital like circa 3 times. Since, dall'epoca or dall'ora, da quel punto in tempo, since that time. So da quell'epoca, da quel tempo, sono stato in ospedale 3 volte qui in Los Angeles. To get it looked at and checked out. Per averlo visto e controllato, to get it looked at and checked out. Difficult, but beautiful, perfect English. Thank you, Casey. So you guys, I'm going to stop the video here. Please like this video if you liked it, because I want to know if this type of content is good. Share it. I would like Casey to see this video ideally. And that's it. So I hope you learned something. Check out my Patreon page if you want 6 English lessons for 10 a month. Great deal. Check out my podcast, Briller Podcast, if you want to listen to this rather than watch the video. That's it. I will catch you next time. Peace.